You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femenino has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femenino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
That was quite disturbing. Welcome in on a Friday. And if you missed anything, first hour was irreverent but fun. So Odyssey.com Rewind, also the YouTube page, subscribe, like, the whole bit. I wanted to ask a question about the Tigers, and it's not Bregman related, really. The offseason is pretty much done. You're hearing some comments from Scott Harris, but reality is tickets go on sale. So I wanted to have some fun because I don't know, Rico, in your time in this town or mine, I've ever seen anything like what the Lions have pulled off, where it's not just buying tickets, it's tripping over your garden hose to spend, to go to other stadiums and do takeovers,
right
to
there.
Buy all the gear, to, you know, not be willing to sell tickets at unbelievable profitability. And I understand it's different in the world of baseball with 162 games. But I wanted to know, now the Lions are done, Tigers factually, and I understand Pistons will make the playoffs this year. Red Wings were hopeful, but it's a harder road for them. But the Tigers made it. They did. Whether they were real or not, they did. I want to know, sitting here right now, guys, spring training, it's happening. Scott Harris is talking. The team spent a little bit, albeit not the way we wanted, but they spent. Did the Tigers do enough to where you're going to invest in them? Because, frankly, and it's no one's fault, I don't blame you guys, no one realized we had a baseball team here for about 140 games. Now, the last couple weeks of the season, it got, okay, people started to catch on. Are you investing in the Detroit Tigers, or do you need more? And I'm not telling you what to do. It's not my place to tell you what to do. I'm asking you, as the paying customers of this city who may have gone into debt to support your football team, I would love to know.
Just regular seats, not the club, right? We're just talking about the regular.
Buddy, anything. All seats are on. I don't care if you wanted to buy tickets to four different games and be a bleacher creature. You want to buy standing room only, or you want to do the 1901 Society and have a chandelier above your seat. I don't care. Everybody can invest at a level they're comfortable with. Are you ready to hand the Tigers your money as tickets go on sale? That's really the question. Did they do enough to flip the switch where now you want to do a percentage of what you've done for the Lions?
I think so. I think that people are ready because they've always gone down to Comerica Park, maybe not to the way that they would pack Ford Field, but it's what you always get angry with me about. It's something to do in the summer. It's hanging out with your boys, a date night. It's just going out there and catching up with your kids, and you guys are just sitting out there drinking beers and watching Tiger baseball, and you don't really care if they win or lose, but yes, you're there. Now, based off of how the season ended, there is a buzz because now you want to see, can this team recapture that lightning in a bottle? I do think people will be as invested. I don't think it, not to the Lions takeover type thing. You're not going to Cleveland. You're not going to Chicago. You're not going to any of these places. But I think at Comerica Park, I think they will see an uptick in the crowd.
But what about you?
are you spending your money? Because I'm going to tell you where I'm spending my money.
Wow, Pastor.
Not on the Tigers.
Sinner.
Right. Not on the Tigers. There is one series my family is interested in, and it's not because of the Tigers. It's because another team is coming to town.
Padres.
So, yes. So I'm not investing in the Tigers to go down there. I'm not looking forward to say, oh, and let me circle when the Yankees come to town, and let me circle. I'm not interested because I'm disappointed in what the goal was for this offseason, and we didn't accomplish that goal. We did not get a right-handed bat. We did not get a bopper in the lineup to set the lineup on fire. We didn't do it. So I'm just disappointed. I'm like, know what? Sorry, not spending
my
money.
You know what, David? I would probably do, if a school will start, I would go down there. If I knew he was pitching that day, I would go down there because chances are I'm going to see a good game from the Tigers. And chances are you're going to win that game. Pitching a chaos game, probably not.
I think for me, I'm on the daiquiri plan. I think I'll do it. They've done
enough. Slick back hair, Kenny.
That's right, yeah.
I like slick back hair, Kenny.
Yeah, me too. He should come around more.
That was fun. I had fun hanging out with Kenny that day at the ballpark.
Yeah, it doesn't happen often. But yeah, no, I think I'm in daiquiri mode where they've done enough to get me every so often, or if I get tickets through the building, through work. Outside of that, I'm not investing tons and tons of money into tickets, parking, concessions. I'm not going.
So you're going for the good time to have fun with your boys.
And to watch the game. But like yesterday we talked about what their offseason was like. We, I think, collectively agreed it was a B. And they could have done a lot more to make it a B plus or an A minus or an A. Giving that this offseason a B and seeing them what they did last season, as miraculous as it was and as unduplicatable as it may have been, a B offseason is enough to get me in the park every so often. It's not enough for me to go all the time, once a month, twice a month. You know, it's not enough for me to like make a schedule of, all right, I want to go to this series, I want to go to this series, I want to go to this series. But it's enough to get me in the door every so often. No more than that.
248-539-9797. And look, maybe baseball just isn't a sport you invest in. I'm not mad at you for it. It takes forever. You're sitting outside. It's weather dependent. The weather at the beginning and the end of the season are pretty terrible. And let's face it, there are days in the summer it ain't great either. 88 degrees and humid is not something most people want to be sitting in. But I just wanted to know.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
I mean, they made the playoffs last year. They did spend money on a technical basis. It just was done in weird ways. I mean, the Alex Cobb thing, the Gleyber Torres, Tommy Cainley. Now, Jack Flaherty was legit. That's a one-year, $25 million deal where if he's any good, he's gone. He's not going to be here year two on a $10 million salary. But they didn't land a right-handed bat. They didn't add players that people really know or care about. And baseball's not like other leagues where fans don't watch other teams. Think about it. Why does Sunday Night Baseball not resonate? Oh, my God, it's Cardinals and Dodgers. Ain't nobody here watching.
Nobody cares.
Baseball's become a very localized sport in a national league.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
That's a great point.
I try. But then again, you know what, Rico? Maybe there's the answer. I don't know what to say.
Let's just get Kenny to come up with more names.
Player. Problem with that is 248-539-9797. Go ahead, Kenny. What's up?
There's only four nations. I can't. That's all the names. I used them
not
all.
Not a Russian one would be a hoot.
Yes, it would. Yes, it would if there was a Russian team.
Hearing you try to pronounce that stuff.
No, absolutely not.
David, let's get some ticket texts. And again, guys, it's a yes or no thing. If you're investing in the Tigers, why? And if you're not, why? And no one's right or wrong.
Right.
It's not a judgy kind of topic. I just want to know because tickets are on sale now. And I truly do wonder if last year resonates with anyone or the further you get from it, the more fluky it becomes to you.
Or, Mike, I mean, most people have just a finite amount of disposable income. Did the Lions take up all your money? And you're kind of sitting there like, well, maybe we'll take in a game or two. 248-539-9797. Go ahead, David.
Caller, texter says, I'm definitely invested, and I'm invested because having playoff baseball in Detroit is electric, and I need that back. Someone else says, the Tigers have won, adding pieces and try to spin. Absolutely deserve support. The team wins playoff games, unlike the Lions. I'm mildly invested because I love the Tigers, but they need to get a serious right-handed bat in here now. But right now, yes, I'm still invested. I'm always a Tigers fan. I'm excited for this season. But since we lost out on Bregman, I don't feel good about winning the division. But if we trade for Arenado, maybe my confidence is back. That's from Marlon in Walt Lake. We are going to Los Angeles for the opening weekend. So excited. Family lives out there. We're going to have a blast. Go Tigers. That's from Tom in Onstead. Tim in Grosse Pointe says, I'm a big Tiger fan and used to have season tickets. I was looking into this year, but the team has not done enough to entice me.
See, that's the key word. Did they get incrementally better? I don't know. And I'm really not that type of person. Normally it's black or white, yes or no. Rico, I don't know if they got a whole lot better. I don't.
Well, but you also have to juxtapose it against the division that they play in. Did you do enough to be the best of this division? And then we sort through the rest after that.
I can't say it.
Because then, yeah, I still think that if you somehow can get to that five-game series, now, you know, with Skubal and Flaherty, you can win that. Now, what do you do past that? I don't know. But you can win a five-game series.
You got to keep them both healthy. That's the other issue. No, you're not wrong.
Fair.
You're not wrong. It's just in today's day and age, it's so funny. It's like you and I have both lived here, worked in this city, and like when Justin Verlander would pitch 225 or 230 innings, that just became normalized, right? Now, I think last year, no one pitched 200. Skubal may have come close. Now, if you can get 150.
New baseball.
Yeah, 150 innings, 160 innings, you're kind of topping out where you are. Like, it's funny. I was listening to something about Sasaki, who the Dodgers signed, and they're like, yeah. They just, if you can give them 120 innings, they're happy. And I'm like, imagine that.
Brother, this is a whole different topic that I've often said. You say TV ruins sports. I say analytics.
Has really hurt the watchability of sports. I agree totally with you. Yeah. Totally.
Because I mean, you're a caveman. Yeah.
No. Well, it can be right to win, but it doesn't mean it's right to watch. Here's Rico Beard. Curious as ever.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.